بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، the author he mentioned رحمه الله تعالى باب الفرح، باب الفرح، the chapter of rejoicing and being joyful. The chapter of rejoicing and being joyful, being happy. الفرح, it is السرور. السرور, to be happy and to rejoice. To be happy and to rejoice is called الفرح. And it means السرور. وضده والحزن. And the opposite of الفرح, it is الحزن. To grieve. To grieve. To grieve and to be worried and to be upset. So we see here the author, he's mentioning this issue in the book Al-Kaba'ir, the book with regards to the clarification of the major sins. And we're still in the portion of the work where the author, he is mentioning the major sins related to the heart. And we see that joy and happiness and rejoicing is an affair of the heart, and it is something that occurs in the heart. And it should be known that al-farah is two types. It's two types: al-farah al-mahmud wal-farah al-madhmum. There is a praiseworthy type of rejoicing, a praiseworthy type of rejoicing and having joy, being happy. Happiness and a joy that is praiseworthy. And likewise, there is al-farah al-madhmum, the rejoicing that is blameworthy, and it is foul. Rejoicing that is blameworthy and foul, happiness that is not allowed, whether it's from the major sins, whether it's from the major sins. And this is what the author is clarifying here. And to summarize in general, the al-farah, al-farah al-madhmum, the blameworthy, impermissible and haram joy and rejoicing is the one that is related to the dunya specifically, and it causes a person to be ungrateful and to be unthankful and to forget the command of Allah and the bounty of Allah and the promise and the threat of Allah that he will rejoice and be happy with the dunya and the worldly affair until he neglects the obligations and the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah, he mentioned about this individual, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْفَرِحِينَ. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْفَرِحِينَ. Allah, he does not love those who rejoice. But what it means here, الفَرِحِينَ الْأَشِرِينَ الْبَطِرِينَ, those who are proud and arrogant and boastful and turn away from the command of Allah, and they're unthankful and they're not grateful for the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the more they get blessings, the more that boastful they become, and the more arrogant and proud they become, and they turn away from the legislation, and they believe that it's from their own efforts and from their own works, and they're self-amazed. So we see that there's definitely a relationship with the previous chapters of al-farah and also al-kibr and al-ujub and the likes and showing off. These people, they are pleased and delighted with the affairs of the dunya until they have forgotten the remembrance of Allah, until they have forgotten and neglected the command of Allah, until they have no concern with the obligations nor the prohibitions, and their main concern is the dunya, and they have been preoccupied with this life and in joy and rejoicing over this life until they have neglected their own souls. And this is the issue that Allah, he has referred to in Surah Al-Hashr, and he has commanded the believers to not be like them, like those who forgot Allah. We have seen in previous classes in Umdat Al-Ahkam that a nisyan is more than one type. A type of nisyan or forgetfulness can be because a person, it slipped his mind. And likewise, forgetfulness is used and it's referred to negligence and leaving off something and having no concern for that. So therefore, these people, they have disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يَا أَيُّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَلْتَنْظُرْ نَفْسٌ مَّا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدٍ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهَ فَأَنسَاهُمْ أَنفُسَهُمْ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ. These people, they're the corrupt and the wicked. Do not be like those. Allah, he says, do not be like those who have forgotten their own souls. They have forgotten their own souls, meaning they have neglected the Savior and the success, the means of success for their own souls, and they have been preoccupied with this life. and in return for neglecting the Savior of their own souls, meaning neglecting the rights of Allah Azza wa Jal, neglecting the rights of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala and the meeting of Allah Azza wa Jal, as if they have forgotten that. And this is the means for success and Savior. And in turn, Allah has caused them to forget their own souls, and to be lost in that, to be lost in that, to be lost in the dunya, to be caught up in this life and disobedience and the likes until the Allah, He takes their soul in that manner. Until Allah, He will take their soul in that manner. These people, they are the corrupted and the wicked and disobedient. Waliyadu billah. Waliyadu billah. So therefore, the farah that the author he's referring to here, al-farah madhmum, the one that is blameworthy, rejoicing over the dunya, rejoicing over the dunya until one he forgets the hereafter and he neglects the obligations. He's so happy and pleased with his wealth and his property and his rank and his status that it causes him to disobey Allah and to neglect his hereafter. And he is fully engulfed in this life and in the affairs of this life until death comes to him in this manner, waliyadu billah. So this is the blameworthy al-farah. We have seen in our previous classes that Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentioned that the purpose for these sins here, these sins of the heart, these major sins of the heart, and the reason why they come to a person or he is tried by them is because of his ignorance of the opposite of them. His ignorance of the opposite of these affairs, the ubudiyat al-qalb, ubudiyat al-qalb, the actions of worship that are from the heart. So the heart, it has obligations and actions of worship and servitude. And the one who knows them and he fills his heart with them, then he will not have these in his heart. And the one who does not know them, or he neglects them and does not apply them, then his heart will be tried by these sins here. The one who learns about ikhlas and sidq ma'allahi azza wa jal, it will be a means for him to be free from showing off and to be free from being amazed and the likes like this. And the one who realizes the greatness of Allah azza wa jal and the weakness of his soul and the favor of Allah upon him, likewise, it will cause him to be humble. And he will have in his heart ikhlas and sidq, and he will have in his heart tawadu' instead of having kibr, instead of having ujub, instead of having riya and sum'ah, because he is aware of the rights of Allah, and the obligations of the actions of servitude of the heart. So therefore, he will give Allah his rights, the rights that are upon him in his heart, and he will love Allah and show preference in that manner. But if he is negligent with regards to this, whether it's with regards to knowledge or application, then he will be tried by these sins. So therefore, based upon that, knowing that al-farah is a major sin, and if the one that is madhmum, then it's very important likewise to know the farah, that is an action of worship, and that is praiseworthy, in order to fill the heart with that, so that the heart will be full of the al-farah al-mahmood, in order to be safe from al-farah al-madhmum, in order to stay away from the blameworthy, rejoicing and the happiness that is blameworthy and a major sin and brings deficiency to al-iman, a believer, he has to learn about al-farah al-mamduh, the one that is praiseworthy, the one that is considered an action of worship and rather is one of the greatest stations and statuses of sincere faith. One of the greatest statuses and ranks of sincere faith, al-farah wa-surur billahi subhanahu wa ta'ala, to rejoice and to have happiness and joy in the heart because of Allah and with Allah and with the command of Allah and the lordship of Allah and the decree of Allah and with the worship and servitude of Allah, his heart will find joy and happiness and satisfaction and contentment that Allah is his Lord and that he commands and he prostrates before Allah alone and that his heart is attached to Allah alone, and this will bring his heart happiness and joy. And this will bring his heart happiness and joy and the servitude in his heart for Allah and the preference that he has in his heart for the command of Allah and the favor of Allah upon him and the blessings that he has. Even if it's in the dunya, he will see that it's coming from Allah. So therefore, his affairs, he's not deceived by the blessings that he has in his life. Rather, he shows thanks for them. And whatever he has good in this life, whether it's in the deen or the dunya, then he will know that it's from Allah and that it's a decree from Allah. And that Allah, he had decreed this for him. And that Allah, he had decreed this for him before he was even created. before he was even created and brought into existence, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had care and concern for this individual and decreed that he would have this blessing and this goodness. He decreed that he would have iman and he would have hidayah and he would have guidance. He decreed that he would have beneficial knowledge and give, and he will be given success to have the righteous actions and the good application of the religion. It has been decreed, Allah, he decreed that sabiqan, previously. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decreed that for that person before he was even created, decreed that he will have children and that he will have a wife, decreed that he will have a car and he will have a vehicle, decreed that he will have health and wealth and prosperity, decreed all of these affairs that one will rejoice about. All of these affairs that one will rejoice about from the deen and from the dunya, these are from the decree of Allah for him and from the command and the permission of Allah for him. So therefore, whenever he sees these affairs, he will return back to Tawheed and he'll remember that it's from Allah, not from him, and therefore he will rejoice. He will rejoice at the bounties and the blessings of Allah. He will rejoice at the bounties and the blessings of Allah. And in reality, this is rejoicing about Allah. Rejoicing about the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jalla and the bounties of Allah in reality is rejoicing about Allah and having the farah with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whoever has the farah with Allah Azza wa Jalla and whoever Allah is with him and aiding him and supporting him, he will never grieve. He will never grieve and he will never worry. Rather, he will always be happy. And he'll always be content, and he'll always be in a state of peacefulness, whatever the case may be. And we have seen that, whether he's tried with good or bad, this is his situation. And whenever the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he's making hijrah with Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, and they're in the cave, and the enemies are at they're at the feet of the enemy. The enemy are there. If they would only look down, they would see them in the cave. And Abu Bakr, he mentioned this affair. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, "La tahzan, inna Allaha ma'ana." Do not grieve. Do not grieve. Do not be afraid. Do not grieve. Don't be upset. Allah is with us. Allah is with us. Inna Allaha ma'ana. Inna Allaha ma'ana. His trust and his reliance and his faith in Allah azza wa jal, yani, in this manner, brings him strength and brings him ability and brings him courage. And courage and faith and in deen and his reliance upon Allah Azza wa Jalla. And the one who is like this, then Allah is with him. Allah is with him. And whoever Allah is with him, then he has no huzn. He has no huzn. What is the opposite of huzn? Al-Farah, the chapter that we're in. The praiseworthy farah. The one who is with Allah Azza wa Jalla in his commandment and his prohibition. The one who is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, remembering his right and showing thanks for his blessing by using his blessings in a manner that is legislated and prescribed, by using the bounties of Allah Azza wa Jalla in his pleasure and in the affairs that he has made permissible. And those who avoid and refrain from using the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jalla, whether it's in the senses or in the body or in the wealth or in the property, he avoids and refrains from using them in the disobedience of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Allah will be with him. Allah will aid him and support him, and therefore he will have it. Farah billahi azza wa jalla wa surur. He will be happy and he will rejoice at the blessings and the bounties of Allah. This is praiseworthy. Rather, this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has commanded in his book. So the al-farah wa surur al-mahmud, the joy and the happiness and the rejoicing that is praiseworthy, is the one that is for the obedience of Allah. He is happy and he rejoices at the fact that he's obedient. He's happy and he rejoices, not to the extent that he is self-amazed, but rather he knows it's from Allah. And he knows that Allah decreed that for him and allowed him to be obedient. So therefore he's rejoicing and he's happy. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, I prayed in jama'ah. Alhamdulillah, I attended the jumu'ah. Alhamdulillah, I got off work. Alhamdulillah, I read the Quran today. And he'll rejoice. He'll be happy. In his heart will worship Allah. With what? With farah. والسرور, he will find joy. This is higher than riba. This is if he's pleased with Allah as a Rabb, and he'll taste the sweetness of iman. Sah. And if he's pleased with Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam as a prophet, he'll taste the sweetness of iman. If he's pleased with al-Islam as a deen, he'll taste the sweetness of iman. To be pleased means to be content with that, and to be satisfied, and to be peaceful, and to accept that. Alhamdulillah. Greater than that, after the heart accepts that, is that it will rejoice. The rejoicing is tasting pleasure. A person, if he loves something and he obtains it, it's a pleasure for him and a delight. He likes it. He's pleased with it. Then if he obtains it and it's near to him, he finds that he tastes a sweetness greater than that. And he has a joy, a ladha, and a delight. The heart will have delight with Allah Azza wa Jalla. This is the one that is praiseworthy. That's why to direct it to the dunya and away from the hereafter and away from Allah Azza wa Jalla is a major sin. is a major sin. To rejoice over the affairs of the dunya and forget Allah, the one who decreed that, and the one who provided that, and the one who has given him that. It is from Allah Azza wa Jal if he has it. And then to neglect the one who is the mun'im, and to forget about the Allah Azza wa Jal and his command, and then to forget about his legislation likewise. This is a major sin. And then to rejoice about these affairs. And to rejoice about these affairs of the dunya and forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is the aspect that it's a major sin. So a believer, if he has good in the deen or in the dunya, he'll rejoice. He'll rejoice with Allah, that it's from Allah. So he'll rejoice about the blessings of Allah. And he remembers Allah and he will have happiness and a delight in his heart that Allah has provided this for him. So he rejoices about Islam and about Iman. He rejoices about the Quran. And he hears the Quran and he benefits from it. He will rejoice and his heart will be thankful. He's so happy and he's so delighted that Allah made it from those who benefited from the Quran. How many people, they listen to the Quran and they do not benefit from the Quran. Some of them, they disbelieve in it. وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ Some of them, they deny it and belie it. Others, they listen to it and they misinterpret it and they misunderstand it and they apply it in a manner that's not correct and not proper. So if a believer, he's seen that he understood the words of Allah and they went in his heart and he was given success to apply that and to abide by that, then he will be happy. He'll be happy. His heart will find happiness. Not only will he be pleased with that, but rather greater than that, he will have joy. His heart will have joy. Some of the people of knowledge, they mentioned that sometimes they will remember the favors of Allah and the bounties of Allah about Islam, and it's like his heart will be dancing in his chest. Like his heart is dancing in his chest because of the joy and the delight and the happiness that he finds with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and with the blessings and the bounties of Allah azza wa jal. The greatest of them, the bounty of Islam. So a believer, he will rejoice over the bounty of Islam, and he will rejoice over the bounty of faith and obedience. And the bounty of Islam is a general bounty. It's from the grace of Allah Azza wa Jal. And more specific than that is the detailed guidance inside of that Islam. The detailed guidance to the Sunnah and to the correct path and the upright way of a Salaf al-Saleh. The detailed path of the Sunnah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So the general guidance is the bounty of Allah. And the specific guidance is a special mercy that he has for the believers. وَكَانَ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَحِيمًا So even the general population of the Muslims, Allah has guided them with his grace and with his fadl, subhanahu wa ta'ala, to al-Islam. But even from them, he will select and he will choose and he will raise them with knowledge. And he will raise them with knowledge. And this is from his mercy, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the farah that is praiseworthy, and the happiness and the surur and the joy that is good, and that is an act of worship, rather a great act of worship. Ibn Qayyim, he mentioned, مِنْ أَعْظَمِ مَقَامَاتِ الْإِيمَانِ مِنْ أَعْظَمِ مَقَامَاتِ الْإِيمَانِ الْفَرَحُ بِاللَّهِ From the greatest, highest statuses and ranks of sincere faith is to rejoice about Allah Azza wa Jal, is to rejoice with Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala and to be happy that He is the Lord. And to take him as the Lord and to be happy with his lordship, and to take him as the one whom one worships, and to be happy with his divinity and his uluhiyah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to be happy with his legislation and deen, and to submit to that. And to submit to that, he will have joy. So al-farah bi-ta'ah wa bil-imani wa bil-islami wa iman, al-farah bil-ilm al-nafi wa al-amal al-salih. This is praiseworthy and this is good. To be happy and to rejoice about having knowledge and success to that and the application of that. This is the one that is good. Rather, this is the one that the Prophet, that Allah Azza wa Jal, he commanded the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to tell the people that they should rejoice in. And Allah, he says, قُلْ بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَبِرَحْمَتِهِ فَبِذَلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُوا هُوَ خَيْرٌ مِمَّا يَجْمَعُونَ He said, say, Allah Azza wa Jal, he mentioned in his book, say, Yani, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, bifadlillahi wa bi rahmatihi, fabidhalika falyafrahu. He said, with the grace of Allah and His mercy, the grace of Allah and His mercy, then let them rejoice over this. It is better than everything that they amass from the affairs of the dunya. It is better than everything that they amass from the affairs of the dunya. It has been narrated from Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiyallahu anhu that he said, fadlullahi al-Quran. فَضُلُّهِ الْقُرْآنِ وَرَحْمَتُهُ أَنْ جَعَلَنَا مِنْ أَهْلِهِ That the fadl of Allah Azza wa Jal is the Qur'an. And the mercy of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is that He has made us from the people of the Qur'an. So the grace is vast, but the mercy is specific. And that a person, his heart would accept the Qur'an. That his heart would accept the Quran. It's been mentioned likewise that the fadl of Allah is that Islam, and the mercy of Allah is the Sunnah. There's many different narrations. They're all similar in the meaning. They're all similar in the meaning, referring back to this affair, that the grace and the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal, what is being referred to here is deen and guidance. What is being referred to here is al-Islam and Hidayah. Hidayah to the straight path. Guidance to the straight path. So if somebody is going to rejoice, this is what he rejoices over. If somebody is going to be happy and have bliss in his heart, and have joy in his heart, he should be joy about his Islam, and be joy about his deen, and the guidance that Allah has given him, and the knowledge that he has of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and his names and his attributes, and the knowledge that he has of the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and his sunnah and legal ways. Rejoice about that. Rejoice about that. Be happy about that. A person, if he loves something, whenever he obtains it, and if he loves something and the more he hopes for it, whenever he obtains it, he has in his heart moves. His heart moves. If he loves it a lot and he hopes for it a lot, if he gets it, what happens? He's very pleased. He's very happy and he rejoices over that. If it's something he does not care about or concern about too much, right? And it happens for him. Does his heart rejoice over the likes of these affairs? Not really. Not really. If it's something that his heart's not attached to, he doesn't have a lot of love for this affair, or he's not desiring this affair. If it comes to him, alhamdulillah, it's so good. It's like a normal affair. But if his heart is attached to it with love and hope, with love and raghbah, he's hoping it and desiring it. Whenever he gets that, what happens to the heart? It rejoices. The heart rejoices when obtaining this affair. So this is how a person should be with al-Islam. This is how a person should be with guidance and beneficial knowledge. This is how a person should be with the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with obedience to Allah and his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he wants it, that he hopes for it. And if he's given success to obtain it, he will rejoice. He will rejoice and he will be happy. So Allah, he commanded in this verse, and with the grace of Allah and his mercy, then you should rejoice about this. So therefore we benefit from this, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he loves for his slave to rejoice over these affairs, to rejoice over the obedience of Allah, and to rejoice about Islam, and to be happy about that, and to have joy in one's heart because of the deen and the affairs of the religion and the success that one would have to be obedient. All of this is something that Allah, he loves for his believer to find pleasure and happiness in this. He loves for the believer to find pleasure and happiness in this. And likewise, to find pleasure and happiness in doing good deeds. This is something that is beloved to Allah, and this is something that is good and praiseworthy. If a person is given success to do a good deed, he should find joy in his heart. He should find happiness in his heart that he was given success to do that, and to know that Allah had decreed that for him, and that Allah had allowed him to submit to him, and that Allah had guided him and directed him to busy his time with his remembrance, and Allah had guided him and directed him and caused him to reflect over his life and to reflect over the creation until he repented with humbleness and humility, and he found tears in his eyes out of the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. If he found this in his heart, he will rejoice. He'll rejoice. This is a great victory and a bounty. And this is a great favor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَضْلٌ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرَحْمَةٌ. A great favor. لَوْلَا فَضْلُ اللَّهِ وَرَحْمَتُهُ وَلَوْلَا فَضْلُ اللَّهِ وَرَحْمَتُهُ مَا زَكَى مِنْكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ أَبَدًا. If it was not for the grace of Allah and His mercy, not one of you would be Muslims. Not one of you would be Muslims. Not one of مَا زَكَى مِنْكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ أَبَدًا. Nobody would ever been purified and guided to al-Islam. So it's from the grace of Allah Azza wa Jal. If a believer, he has some of that grace and that guidance, he will rejoice. He will be happy. He will be happy. If he does a good deed, he will be happy. He will not be self-amazed. He will not look at himself. Rather, he will remember the favor of Allah. He will not be arrogant and boastful, rather, and turn away from the rububiyyah and the lordship of Allah, and remember the command of Allah and the authority of Allah that is supreme and over all things, and that this blessing happened and occurred to him because of the favor of Allah upon him. He will not turn away from that, rather he turns to that. And at that time, the joy and the rejoicing in the heart is an action of worship, rather the greatest actions of worship of the heart. Rather from the greatest actions of worship of the heart, to know that Allah gave you success to believe, and to do righteous deeds, and that he helped you and made it easy for you. And that he helped you and he made it easy for you. Some people, they cannot prostrate, and they cannot bow. And even on the day of resurrection, there will be people who used to prostrate and bow, but they were not sincere in that. And whenever the people, they fall in prostration, their backs will be straight. And they will not be allowed to prostrate. وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ. So this is a favor from Allah, to recognize that, to realize that, and to understand that, and to reflect upon that, should bring happiness in the heart. Should bring joy in the heart, joy with Allah. joy with Allah. So you have joy with the deen. You have pleasure with the religion, and you find happiness with actions of obedience. In reality, that's having happiness with Allah, and pleasure with Allah, and joy with Allah, because He is the one who gave that. He is the one who provided that. And the one who has this with Allah Azza wa Jal, he will never be sad. He'll never be sad. Yani Allah, He mentioned about them and those who died in that manner. فَرِحِينَ بِمَا آتَاهُمَ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ. That those people who died in the cause of Allah, those people who died and they gave their souls for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, فَرِحِينَ. They're rejoicing. In the hereafter, they're rejoicing. They're not dead, they're alive in a manner we do not perceive. In a manner, فَرِحِينَ بِمَا آتَاهُمَ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ. That they're rejoicing at what Allah had given them from His grace. And likewise, the people of the book who believed, and likewise those from this ummah who believed, whether they were from the people of the book or not, Allah mentioned about them, وَالَّذِينَ آتَيْنَاهُمُ الْكِتَابَ يَفْرَحُونَ بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ. In Surah Ra'd, those whom we have given the book to, they rejoice. يَفْرَحُونَ بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ. يَا مُحَمَّد صلى الله عليه وسلم. They rejoice at that which was revealed to you, O Muhammad. And some of the people of knowledge, they mentioned that this is the companions. That this was the companions, all of them. And that they're the ones that the book was revealed to them. It's revealed to the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, but given to them, and they rejoice. They rejoice at that which is revealed to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And others from this interpretation mentioned that rather it was those from the people of the book, like Abdullah ibn Salam, and other than them who were from the people of the book. And whenever they heard it, they believed and they rejoice. They rejoice at that which was given to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But no doubt, a believer, he will rejoice with the Quran. He will rejoice and he will be happy at that which is revealed to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ibn Qayyim, he mentioned a number of these affairs in his book Madarij al-Salikin. We just read a brief portion. He mentioned, rahimahullah ta'ala, فَالْفَرَحُ بِالْعِلْمِ وَالْإِيمَانِ وَالسُنَّةِ دَلِيلٌ عَلَى تَعْظِيمِهِ عِنْدَ صَاحِبِهِ. The fact that a person he will rejoice, he will be happy and have joy in his heart with knowledge and with faith, sincere faith, and with the sunnah. This is an evidence that he honors, respects the person who has this farah, the person who has this farah for knowledge. He says knowledge and the iman and the sunnah. The person who has this farah in his heart, this is a proof of his reverence and respect and honor that he has for these affairs. And he truly honors the Quran, the knowledge of the deen. He honors it. The knowledge of the deen, al-ahkam al-shar'iyya, al-halal wa-haram, al-awamir wa-nawahi, the commandments and the prohibitions, they're magnified in his heart until the fact that whenever he applies them, he finds joy. This is an indication of the magnification, the true ta'zim and veneration in his heart for these affairs. And in reality, that's veneration for Allah and respect and honor for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and love for Allah. This is what he's saying. فَالْفَرَحُ بِالْعِلْمِ وَالْإِيمَانِ وَالسُنَّةِ دَلِيلٌ عَلَى تَعْظِيمِهِ عِنْدَ صَاحِبِهِ. This is an evidence that he magnifies these affairs. The one who has this joy in his heart, this is an evidence that he magnifies, honors, and respects these affairs and holds them in high rank. وَمَحَبَّتِهِ لَهُ. And likewise that he loves them. وَإِثَارِهِ لَهُ عَلَى غَيْرِهِ. And that he prefers these things over everything else. These things over everything else. If money comes and this comes and that comes, and if a person rejoices over that, and if for the sake of Allah, this is good. But he's talking about knowledge specifically. He's talking about iman specifically, the sunnah specifically, guidance, obedience specifically. That he rejoices about this. Meaning he prefers these affairs over everything else. He will never trade these for nothing from the dunya. He will never trade these affairs for nothing from the dunya. Nothing can buy these affairs. These are priceless. Knowledge of Islam and guidance from Allah Azza wa Jal is priceless. You cannot buy it. You cannot buy it. You cannot buy it. Do you understand those words, Yani? You can't buy it. How many people today, they sell it for nothing? How many people, they'll sell it for nothing? You can't buy it, but they'll sell it for nothing. They'll turn their backs on the sunnah in a blink of an eye. They'll turn their backs on the obedience of Allah, Yani, for a dollar. وَلِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ. They have no respect and no honor for the legislation. This is weakness in faith. This is weakness in faith. This is from the signs of the days, from the signs of the coming of the end of the days. يعني, أَنْ يُسْبِحَ رَجُلٌ مُؤْمِنًا وَيُمْسِي كَافِرًا. That a man, he will wake up in the morning as a believer and he will come to the evening as a disbeliever. وَيُمْسِي مُؤْمِنًا وَيُسْبِحُ كَافِرًا. And he will come to the night as a Muslim, as a believer, and he will wake up in the morning as a disbeliever. يَبِيعُ دِينَهُ بِغَرَضٍ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. He will sell his religion for a measly price of this worldly life. of this worldly life. Would he have to be a believer? He will not sell his deen for nothing. He will not compromise in his religion for nothing. He will not trade his religion for nothing. And he, من كان مخاطرا بشيء فلا يخاطر بدينه. The one who's going to take risks with something, let him not take risks with his religion. With his religion. So the one who has his farah in his heart, this is a favor from Allah Azza wa Jalla. We ask him to give this, to give us this, to put joy in our hearts for guidance, and to put happiness in our hearts for being Muslims. Yani to be happy he's a Muslim, to rejoice about Islam. And if that's what that means, alhamdulillah, his heart is rejoicing because he's a Muslim. He's not a Christian. He would think about that and rather fall in a fire. He's not a Jew. He would think about that and rather be burned alive. Yani he would prefer that in his mind over not being a Muslim. And so his heart rejoices with Islam. Alhamdulillah, he's a Muslim. That's what he would say, alhamdulillah, I'm a Muslim. Alhamdulillah. He will rejoice with these affairs. He would not prefer anything over them. He said, فَإِنَّ فَرَحَ الْعَبْدِ بِالشَّيْءِ عِنْدَ حُصُولِهِ لَهُ عَلَى قَدْرِ مَحَبَّتِهِ لَهُ وَرَغْبَتِهِ فِيهِ. So the joy that a person he will find with regards to something in his heart, the joy that he finds in his heart with regards to something is according to how much he loves it and how much he desires and hopes for it. So whenever he gets it, and if he loves something a lot and he hopes for it a lot, when he gets it, he rejoices. So for example, the person who loves the prayer, rather the person who loves the congregational prayer, whenever he prays in congregation, what would happen for him? He loves it so much and he's hoping for it so much. Whenever he's given success to it, what does he do? Alhamdulillah. Somebody who loves the command of Allah and the deen of Allah so much that whenever he is tried with disobedience and his heart is calling to it and he turns away from it, what happens? He finds joy in his heart. Somebody will be offered a great opportunity, job opportunity. It's easy to obtain. It's a job that doesn't require lots of effort, but in turn you get lots of money. And he's taking the application. And then he sees that it requires for him to sign contracts of interest. And he turns away for the sake of Allah. He's already there. He went through the application process, everything, and it's lined up. All he has to do is sign the paper. Then he come to find out, he's informed that there's an interest base, that he has to sign for that and help people to sign for that. And he leaves it for the sake of Allah. What would he find in his heart? He will find joy in his heart. At first, it's heat. It's hot. He's, oh, what am I going to do? But whenever he makes the decision for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah Ash-Shukur, the most thankful, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and appreciative, he will give him joy. He will find sweetness of faith in his heart and turn away from that. And turn away from that. Like Yusuf, alayhi salam, whenever she called him, and she's a woman who has honor, and she has authority, and he's in her home, and then she called him. She locked all of the doors. And they're alone by themselves. Ma'adallah. How I seek refuge with Allah Azza wa Jal. And he preferred the command of Allah. And the joy that he would find at this time, a believer he will find with the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this one is because of how much he loves it. So if he loves something and he hopes for it greatly, whenever he gets it, what happens to the heart? It has greater joy and greater rejoicing and happiness. This is what he's saying here, rahimahullah ta'ala. So he says, فَمَنْ لَيْسَ لَهُ رَغْبَةٌ فِي الشَّيْءٍ لَا يُفْرِحُهُ حُصُولُهُ وَلَا يُحْزِنُهُ فَوَاتُهُ. So the one who does not have a strong desire for something and love for it, whenever he gets it, it does not make him happy, and it does not cause him to be sad if he misses it. If he misses it, he doesn't get it. And so this is the case here. So when a person, he loves Allah and the command of Allah, and he loves the deen of Allah, and he loves the obedience of Allah, whenever he obtains that, and he's given success to that, he rejoices and he's happy. He rejoices and is happy. His heart moves. His heart moves with farah, with surur. With farah, with surur. He said, فَالْفَرَحُ تَابِعٌ لِلْمَحَبَّةِ وَالرَّغْبَةِ. So al-farah, it follows behind. It comes along behind love and hope, and desire. Love and hope and desire. Every time somebody loves something and hopes for it more and desires to have it more, the more he will rejoice and be happy whenever he obtains it. So what should we hope for and what should we love the most? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the asl of the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then loving him, loving what he loves, and loving whom he loves, and loving for his sake. And whenever one obtains something from these affairs, if he's true in his love and loyal in his love, then he will find farah and he will find joy in his heart. So this is the al-farah al-mahmud. This is the praiseworthy farah. for Allah Azza wa Jal, and for the bounties of Allah Azza wa Jal. Even if it's from the affairs of the dunya, likewise, he'll be happy. If he had a child, he'll be happy. But he will not forget the one who provided the child. Rather, he will show thanks. And his child will not be a means for him to neglect the commands of Allah. Or if he's given a wealth and prosperity, likewise, he'll remember that that's from Allah. So if he rejoices, he will rejoice and he will use that and the command of Allah, and that which is permissible in the avenues of the pleasure of Allah. So therefore, rejoicing now, even of the affairs of the dunya, is allowed for him in a means of worship, because he knows it's from Allah. He knows it's from Allah. And then if he's given success to spend that money for the cause of Allah, or in that which is permissible, or to provide for his family in the halal, in the limits of Allah, likewise he finds joy again. Why? Because obeying Allah is beloved to him. Obeying Allah is beloved to him. He fed his family for the sake of Allah. He clothed his family for the sake of Allah. He pays for their education, protecting them from the evils of society. He spends his money on this. And he gets money for that reason. And the likes like that, in avenues that are halal, alhamdulillah, he'll find joy in his heart. Alhamdulillah, he'll find joy in his heart. So this is the chapter the author is mentioning, and we discuss now the issue of al-farah al-madhmum. This is what he's referring to now. Al-farah al-madhmum, the one that is blameworthy, the one that neglects all of that which has preceded, the one that he is completely and entirely rejoicing over the affairs of the dunya. Until this rejoicing and these affairs of the dunya cause him to neglect his obligations and to forget Allah. And to forget Allah. وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ. So the author, he says, Babul Farah, the chapter of rejoicing and being happy. And he says, وَقَوْلِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى, in the statement of Allah, the Most High, إِنَّهُ كَانَ فِي أَهْلِهِ مَسْرُورًا. إِنَّهُ كَانَ فِي أَهْلِهِ مَسْرُورًا. Verily, he was amongst his family in bliss and happiness. And bliss and happiness. And this verse here is in Surah Al-Inshiqaq. And it comes in the context that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is referring to this person here. He is the one who receives his record and his left hand behind his back. وَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابُهُ وَرَاءَ ظَهْرِهِ فَسَوْفَ يَدْعُو ثُبُورًا وَيَسْلَى سَعِيرًا إِنَّهُ كَانَ فِي أَهْلِهِ مَسْرُورًا. Verily, the one who will receive his record and behind his back, meaning in his left hand, behind his back. وَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ وَرَاءَ ظَهْرِهِ. He will receive, as for the one who receives his record in behind his back, meaning his hand will be twisted behind his back, and he will take his record in his left hand. He's a loser, the ultimate loser. وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ. وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ. وَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ وَرَاءَ ظَهْرِهِ فَسَوْفَ يَدْعُو ثُبُورًا. Verily, he's going to any halak, and he's going to call for his own destruction. He's going to wish and call that he would be destroyed, and for his own self, because he knows that he has failed and there's no way out from the situation that he's in, and what he is facing is a great trial now. وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ وَسَوْفَ يَدْعُو ثُبُورًا وَيَسْلَى سَعِيرًا. And he'll be burnt. He'll be made to enter the hellfire and taste the flames. He'll be made to enter the hellfire and taste the flames. He'll be made to enter the وَيَسْلَى سَعِيرًا. يَسْلَى سَعِيرًا. And he's going to go in the fire and be burned in the fire until he tastes the punishment. وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ. Why? إِنَّهُ كَانَ فِي أَهْلِهِ مَسْرُورًا. Verily, before in the life, before he died, he was amongst his family مَسْرُورًا. He was happy and rejoicing. إِنَّهُ ظَنَّ أَن لَن يَحُورًا. And he thought that he will never be resurrected. He thought he would never be resurrected. So the dunya had caused him to forget, and his happiness and rejoicing over the worldly affairs, until he forgot that he's even going to be resurrected. So here we see the dangers of forgetting about the resurrection, and the dangers of forgetting about death, and the dangers of, even if a person, he didn't entirely forget, yani he neglected that affair, and it's not in the front of his mind, it's behind him. Yani this would be a means to cause a person to fall into destruction. وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ. So this person here, this is what happened to him. He denied the resurrection, and he preoccupied himself with this life until he was happy in this manner. إِنَّهُ كَانَ فِي أَهْلِهِ مَسْرُورًا. إِنَّهُ ظَنَّ أَن لَّن يَحُورَ. بَلَى إِنَّ رَبَّهُ كَانَ بِهِ بَصِيرًا. But rather, his Lord was well aware of what he's doing, seeing him all the time, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we see the situation of this person. This is the blameworthy. This is the blameworthy happiness and rejoicing. This is blameworthy. He's blameworthy because he rejoiced with the dunya until he neglected the command of Allah, until he neglected his soul, and neglected the command of Allah, until he died in this manner. وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ. The author, he mentions now the opposite of that. To clarify the opposite of that, as for the righteous, وَقَوْلِهِ تَعَالَى إِنَّا كُنَّا قَبْلُ فِي أَهْلِنَا مُشْفِقِينَ. And this is the complete opposite. The example of the complete opposite of the righteous. He mentioned the statement of Allah, the Most High, إِنَّا كُنَّا قَبْلُ في أهلنا مشفقين. Verily, we were before. يعني meaning in the life before. Amongst our families in pity. يعني in fear. خائفين. مشفقين. Meaning that whenever they were alive, this is in reference to the righteous and the pious, and those who did not neglect the hereafter. That they were in their families likewise. The previous one, they were with their families rejoicing and forgetting the hereafter, the meeting of Allah. As for the righteous, they are also with their family. But whenever they were with their family, how were they? Mushfiqeen, khaifeen. They're afraid of Allah, having pity on themselves. They're afraid of the outcome and the likes like this. So this is the complete opposite. The author, he's clarifying this issue. So these are complete opposites. The first one, they were with their family and they had neglected the command of Allah, and they have been heedless of the remembrance of Allah, and they have forgotten the meaning of Allah, and therefore they are moving through life following their desires and whims, and chasing the desires of the heart, the shahawat, and running behind the shahawat and doing whatever the soul likes and wants without any recollection of the hereafter or thinking about the outcome of the affairs. They're not afraid of what they're facing. Yani death is coming, the angel will come. They're not thinking about these affairs. إِنَّهُ كَانَ فِي أَهْلِهِ مَسْرُورًا. And this was the outcome of this person. And the one who this farah had taken him in this manner. As for the other example, the author, he mentioned they're contrary to that entirety. إِنَّا كُنَّا قَبْلُ فِي أَهْلِنَا مُشْفِقِينَ. Rather, they were amongst their family likewise, but they were afraid. They're thinking about the outcome. They're thinking about how death will come to him and to his wife. And he'll think about that. He'll remember that. How death will come to his children. How am I working? What if it came today? Would he have the billah? Am I ready? Is my family ready? How can I help them? How can I help them to prepare for that day? Because you don't know when it's coming. So they have pity on each other. They have pity on themselves. And they're afraid of this affair. So therefore, that fear causes them to work. So the first one, what did they do? They have safety. They feel like they're safe. They're all good. Huh? And they have bad deeds. And the second one, how do they do? What is their affair? They're afraid. They're afraid. And they have good deeds. They have good deeds. They have effort. And this is what Hassan, Al-Hassan al-Basri, he mentioned, Al-Mu'min jama'a bayna al-ihsan wal-makhafa wal-munafiq jama'a bayna al-isa'ati wal-amin. That the true believer, he gathered between two affairs. And that's how he's successful. He gathered between striving to do good deeds along with being afraid. Along with being afraid of Allah Azza wa Jalla in the hereafter. And as for the hypocrite, that he also gathered between two affairs, and this was the means for his failure, and that he did bad deeds. He did bad deeds. He worked in a bad manner. And the whole time he's feeling safe from the punishment of Allah. وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ. So this is the issue here. The author now, he says, وَقَوْلِهِ تَعَالَى, and also the statement of Allah the Most High, فَلَمَّا نَسُوا مَا ذُكِرُوا بِهِ فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَبْوَابَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ حَتَّى إِذَا فَرِحُوا بِمَا أُوتُوا أَخَذْنَاهُمْ بَغْتَةً فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْلِسُونَ. This noble verse here, and the verses and the context in Surah Al-An'am, yani for those to read these verses, and this is in verses number 44. And the verses after this on the next page, they're very terrifying for a believer to read them. What will happen, yani, to those who disbelieve in the meaning of Allah? What will happen to how they will be humiliated, and then they will be punished in that manner? At least I have the haqq. Is this not the truth? They used to be lying. They used to deny it. Oh, he is a magician. Oh, he's this. Oh, he's that. But it's going to be said. Is this not true now? Is it not true now that you're standing in front of your Lord? Now that you're standing in front of, is it not true now? They will have nothing to say. They'll have nothing to say. And they will have a severe punishment. وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ. So these people here, Allah, he's mentioning about them. And before that, فَلَمَّا نَسُوا مَا ذُكِرُوا بِهِ. Whenever they forgot that which they were reminded of, يعني ما وعذوا به, ما وعذوا به وأمروا به, that which they have been admonished about. فلما نسوا, نسوا يعني تركوا. Nisyan here means they neglected that and they left that. Not that they actually forgot. It doesn't mean that he actually forgot, like he forgot entirely and he slipped his mind. That he neglected that and left that. He neglected that and left that. And left that. And we talked about a sahu, huh? Saha anhu. لم يسهو فيه يعني سهى عنه. فلما نسوا ما ذكروا به. Whenever they turned away from that which they were admonished with and that which they were commanded, and they showed no care or preference for that, فتحنا عليهم أبواب كل شيء. Whenever they did that, they turned away from the command of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah, he says, we open up for them the avenues of everything, the gateways of everything, meaning from the affairs of the dunya. Opened up the dunya for them. They had been admonished, they had been reminded, they have been commanded, and they knew, and they turned away as if they had forgotten, and they neglected that. In turn, what happened? فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَبْوَابَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. So Allah, He opened up the gateways of everything from the affairs of the dunya. Until when? حَتَّى إِذَا فَرِحُوا بِمَا أُوتُوا. Until the extent that the dunya is coming to them wide open. Until the extent that they're rejoicing at the which they were given. أَخَذْنَاهُمْ بَغْتَةً. يعني فَجْأَةً. We take them suddenly. We take them suddenly. The Prophet used to seek refuge from this. أَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْ فُجَاءَةِ نِكْمَتِكَ. SubhanAllah, this is something that's frightful. That Allah will suddenly take somebody whenever he's sinning. That Allah will leave a person to sin and then take his soul suddenly in that state. And these people, they think that they have good. Oh, I have this and I have that. And I have this much money and I have this many children and I have this many homes and I have. And he's preoccupied and left off the obedience of Allah Azza wa Jal. And this is, in reality, istidraj. Allah is leading him to his destruction. Allah is not giving him tawfiq. Allah is not guiding him to good. Rather, He has left him and trusted him to his desires to punish him. To punish him, to hold him accountable for his sins. There are people that Allah, He has intended, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to take them to account for their sins. They're going to be taken to account for their sins. And He from them these people. Until they're so, they're rejoicing and they're happy and pleased with that, what they have been given from the affairs of the dunya. We take them suddenly, meaning we strip their souls from them suddenly. When they're in that state, rejoicing with a blunt, like they say in this community, rejoicing with some 40s or some alcohol, rejoicing with a girlfriend, rejoicing with bobbing the head in the car. Bobbing the head with the windows up and smoke in the car, rejoicing and happy, and then next thing you know, the soul is taken in that state. A believer, he should fear Allah. A'udhu billah, fear Allah. Or he has a girlfriend, or she has a boyfriend, or she's exposing herself on YouTube, or he's exposing himself on the Facebook, and then death comes when they're there in these stages, in this state. A'udhu billah, this is failure. This is the worst of all things. We seek the refuge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what happens if a person, he becomes overoccupied and he overcome and preoccupied with the dunya. فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْلِسُونَ. At this time, they're مُبْلِسُونَ, yani aisun. And at this time, whenever this happens to them, they have given up entirely all hope. They know that there's no good coming from them ever again. They have given up all hope, and complete remorse and regret. At this time, remorse and regret, it will not benefit them. And with regards to this verse, this noble verse has been narrated from Uqbah ibn Amr radiallahu anhu, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, إِذَا رَأَيْتَ اللَّهَ يُعْطِي الْعَبْدَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا عَلَى مَعَصِيهِ مَا يُحِبْ فَإِنَّمَا هُوَ الْإِسْتِدْرَاجِ. If you see that Allah is giving a person from the affairs of this dunya that which he likes while he is upon disobedience, then know that Allah is leading him to his destruction. Then al-istidraj, that Allah has left him until he is going to step by step, by his own hand and will and action, into the destruction and the punishment of Allah Azza wa Jal. This is an affair, yani, that is very, very dangerous. So al-farah is for the sake of Allah. A believer, if he has good in this life, and in his deen, first and foremost, he rejoices over this. The farah is with Allah. The farah is with iman. The farah is with obedience, with beneficial knowledge, with the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He'll rejoice over these affairs. And then following in that, the affairs of the dunya likewise. Now if he has wealth, he was, alhamdulillah, I'm going to give charity for this masjid. If he has, alhamdulillah, I'm going to spend it on my family in the halal. Alhamdulillah, I can save my family from begging. Alhamdulillah, I can do, he'll get wealth, permissibly. And then he will have farah with that, a blessing from Allah Azza wa Jal, and use it in his pleasure and show thanks with that. So therefore, the issue goes back to being pleased with Allah Azza wa Jal, and then rejoicing with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the obedience of Allah Azza wa Jal. As for the one who forgets these affairs and neglects this issue, and he becomes preoccupied and rejoicing with the dunya, then this is a means for his destruction. And many of these people, they're self-amazed and conceited. And many of these people, they're arrogant and proud. And many of these people, they'll show off. So we see a beautiful tartib of the author so far, how he has arranged these affairs. And also, if we continue to look after this, the next chapter, the author, he mentions, باب ذكر اليأس من روح الله والأمن من مكر الله. The chapter with regards to the mention of giving up hope and the mercy of Allah, and also being safe or feeling safe from the plot of Allah. So these are two major sins. These are two major sins. To give up hope and the mercy of Allah. This is worse than the sin. Somebody may commit a sin and then he'll shaitan will trick him and he will give up hope and he will say that he has done sins that are too great to be forgiven. This one is greater than his sin. This one is greater than his sin, to give up hope in the mercy of Ar-Rahman subhanahu wa ta'ala, and likewise to be safe from his punishment. We ask Allah for success in this life and the hereafter. هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.